are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Many of you out there are wine drinkers, and you like your wine. I get that, okay? I get headaches from wine, but I do understand, okay, the attraction to it. I see the logic, even though I don't drink wine. But still, many of you are over-drinking, right? Why? Because a glass of wine doesn't really have an exact measurement. And there was a very interesting study looking at how people perceive what a glass of wine is. This is important if your doctor said no more than 2 glasses of wine a day. Chances are your 1 glass already equates to that. Airlines are going to now offer hot meals in coach, more leg room, possibly shift sending your baggage directly to your house so you don't have to wait for baggage claim, but expect extra fees. Apple now bumps Coca-Cola, McDonald's, Microsoft to becoming the top worldwide brand. Very interesting change for the economy and the way we look at things. All right. Then, interesting, more female bosses mean more profits. They say companies whose boards have more women end up doing better. Very interesting. All right. Wouldn't have been predicted decades ago. And then a story I couldn't get to in the previous hour was an Al-Qaeda supporter suing the U.S. after having been detained and then eventually suffering a blood clot. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We were talking about in the previous hour this Fox report in the health section on 8 secrets your hospital keeps, where your doctor or nurse can mess up your medications, keep it a secret. Your medical records are not confidential because everybody, including the social worker, the pharmacist, the health insurance company, gets to take a peek. Doctors in training look the same as regular doctors, so you can't tell that you're getting somebody in training. And I told you that they are supposed to explain to you what their level is, okay, if they're a resident, an intern, et cetera. The call buttons. Okay, just because you hit a call button doesn't mean somebody's going to come right away. Average wait in one hospital was 18 minutes for a call button. 18 minutes. We talked about hospital meals may be as bad caloric-wise as junk food. I don't see it. I see many of the low-salt, you know, diabetic diets as being fairly healthy, but according to this one report, yeah, they were talking about the ER. Emergency room waits getting worse. This is something we need to prepare for. The emergency room waits are going to get longer and longer and longer. We talked about a study how in California they found Medicaid recipients, as they went on Medicaid, they ended up using the ER more because they still had difficulty finding a doctor. Many doctors wouldn't take them same day. So doctors wouldn't take them same day, so they ended up going to the ER. As Obamacare unfolds, if more people do get on Medicaid, which I wish, I want more people to have coverage, if there's not enough doctors taking Medicaid patients, they're going straight to the ER. One thing this article suggested is go to your nearest ER, okay? Since wait times have grown by 25%, okay, you don't want to add extra time into your onto your commute. Okay. Plus, don't lie to the triage nurse. Okay. You know, about your symptoms. By any means, don't say chest pain if you don't have it. But if you do have a significant issue, okay, don't just sit there quiet. All right. And say, oh, I'm fine. I'll just sit over here. Okay. Tell them I'm having chest pain. I mean, if you have chest pain, tell them. Or I'm having worsening abdominal pain. I'm really scared. I feel like something's going to burst, something like that, right? You know, or I had a seizure. I'm surprised you'd be driving in if you had a seizure or somebody driving you. Okay, many people think if they call an ambulance, they'll get in sooner. No. All right, if the ambulance brings you, yeah, you may get into the back, but they'll probably keep you, right, and deal with the more acute patients. Okay, more acute patients are going to be dealt with first. That's how we do it. whether an ambulance brought you one or not. Yeah, you get in the door. So maybe statistic-wise, there's that little bit of an edge. But if they have more serious patients, you are going to be sitting there on a gurney in the hallway waiting. That's the way it's going to be. So don't call an ambulance if you don't need one. If you need the ambulance, call the ambulance. But if you don't need one, no. One of the topics we didn't get to talk about was, quote-unquote, your doctor's hands may be filthy. They say 1 in 20 patients develops an infection that can be blamed on lax hospital hygiene, according to the CDC. They say in one study, hospital staff failed to follow hand-washing guidelines 60% of the time. They say physicians were less likely than nurses to lather up. Now, okay, for me, I have one of these six senses where if I touch something, even if I accidentally hit a counter with my hand and it's a clean counter, I will still want to wash my hands again. Okay, so my patients always see me washing my hands. In fact, my hands are very, I don't know, dry and old looking if you ask me, just because I am always washing them. But I just, you know, in medical school, you just get that way. You get very impulsive about washing your hands. Compulsive. At home, no, I don't care. I don't care if I drop a Tylenol on the ground, 3-second rule. But when it comes to my patients, I'm not going to mess around. And, so what do you do if you don't think your doctor washed your hands? Now, you see, I walk into the room drying my hands off. Or when I'd be in a hospital, I would wash my hands in front of the patient. So I've never had this issue where a patient could say, you know, look, doctor, can you wash your hands? But many times doctors are running, you know, they wash their hands, they grab the chart, they come in with the chart, etc. And hand washing is extremely important. Most doctors do. I mean, I don't see this. Most nurses do. But if you feel like you think your doctor didn't wash their hands, you could ask them. You know, and yeah, it may be intimidating, you may be a little uncomfortable, but if you're really that worried and you're that prone, you could ask them. You know, it's one of those things where, you know, like I said in the first hour, people are going to think you're a pain in the butt anyway. Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. September 30th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,334.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,382.78, $691.39 for a half ounce, or $345.69 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,382.78, $691.39, and $345.69.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest. Micro Plant Powder. And it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at hempusa.org. The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network, two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia and on Twitter, or Facebook Dr. Dahlia Show, Twitter Dr. Dahlia. Ian from Mesa, Arizona writes, Doctor, my wife had chest pain 2 months ago when she awoke one night, so I took her to the nearest emergency room. They made her wait 3 hours until they brought her back. She was diagnosed with spasm of her eating tube, but was in misery the whole wait. What could we have done to speed up the process? I mean, the ER was lucky that they were that they didn't miss a heart attack. I mean, having her sit there for 3 hours in pain, that's horrible. But, I mean, I hate to say it. Having worked in an ER myself, her only waiting 3 hours, unfortunately nowadays, that, I don't want to say is good. But it's better than average. I mean, it's a 3 hour wait. It's horrible. And I don't know why we tolerate it, but the reason why we tolerate it is because we don't have enough hospitals. We don't have enough ER docs. We don't have enough nurses. We just don't have enough. You know, I mean, I worked in a pretty nice sized hospital in Lake Havasu, and I think there were maybe 14 beds. If I remember correctly, 14 beds. And I mean, I would take care of somebody on a gurney if I had to. Now, that's a small ER. Okay? It's small, but that was still a lot of beds. 14. So if you have 100 people sitting in the waiting room, you wonder. And many waiting rooms aren't big enough for 100 people. This is a huge problem, ER wait. Okay, so what do you do? I do not want you guys to utilize ambulances. These ambulances need to save lives. If you do not have a life-threatening injury, I don't want you to call an ambulance. However, if you are having chest pain, okay, and you are extremely nervous about that chest pain, absolutely call an ambulance, okay? Because I don't want you to try to Google and figure out if your chest pain is heart attack or not. A eating tube or feeding tube spasm, better known as esophageal spasm, could mimic an MI, a heart attack. I mean, it is painful, extremely painful. So if you do think your life is in danger, that is exactly what paramedics are for. But if you cut yourself and you're able to control the bleeding and it's something you need stitches for, please don't utilize an ambulance for that. Drive yourself. I mean, we're talking about like a little, you know, hand laceration, arm laceration, something simple, okay? You could also, while you are driving, be on the phone with the hospital and say, look, I'm coming in. This is what I have. I didn't want to, you know, waste an ambulance's time. I'm really concerned about that. Is there anything you suggest I do while on transport? And sometimes a nurse will get on the phone and tell you. I mean, I really have the highest regard for many of these emergency rooms and nurses. I mean, these people go out of their way to help non-patients. It's amazing, whether you're insured, uninsured, et cetera. Now, let's say you get into the waiting room, and you are, in this particular case, like Ian's wife, waiting for 3 hours. Reminding the staff that you're there helps. You know, look, my wife has chest pain. Do you know how much longer? I'm really getting nervous. Now, a lot of times what will happen is the triage nurse will have her come back, and she will assess what's going on and see if the patient could wait longer or not. So many times they check the vitals. They want to make sure that whoever is waiting in the waiting room is stable. So that may happen. But, of course, explain that you have chest pain. Now, the other thing you could do to speed things along is to call your regular doctor and say, look, I'm on my way to the hospital. Okay, can you meet us here? Or now the doctor may say, look, okay, have the ER doctor check her out and then have the ER doctor call me. Okay, your next response to your regular doctor would be, look, what do I do if they keep her waiting in the emergency room? Is there anything you, doctor, could do to speed things along? Now, many of us doctors will pre-call and say, look, I have a patient on the way. This is what it sounds like. Now, the hospital doesn't mind our pre-call because we know the patient. So if I have a 64-year-old male who has congestive heart failure and who has 3 stents, and I call them up and say, look, you're going to have a, you know, John Doe in the waiting room. This is what he has. I'm a little nervous. Okay? They're already on the way, so I can't tell them to go and get an ambulance. It sounds like they're already on the way to you. I'm a little nervous about this one. Want to let you know he's coming. Please look out for him. Sometimes that could also speed things up. Now, some of you are probably saying, well, doctor, if I don't have a doctor, yeah, then that means I'm going to be screwed. Well, I mean, it does help to already have a doctor, but that's assuming you could get a hold of your doctor. Many of you will call the doctor. They won't necessarily call you back. Okay? And, you know, we've talked about on call and, you know, doctors needing to get their sleep too, et cetera. But if you are able to call the office and get a hold of the doctor, sometimes that can help. But your job is to be very proactive without being a pain in the butt. Be nice. Remember, okay, people, yeah, sometimes you're going to get somebody on the other end of the desk. Okay, who has an attitude, has a chip on their shoulder. Okay, but your job is to be as realistic as possible and practical. Okay, you're not demanding that you get any special attention. It's you're worried. You have a spouse that's there with chest pain. You are very scared. This has never happened. You're concerned about a heart attack. You're allowed to do that. Okay, now, if you go up saying, well, this is ridiculous, you know, is this a result of Obamacare, or why am I here where illegals are getting sent before me? No, don't start doing an attitude. The last thing you want to do is alienate somebody because of anything politically you're spewing, or don't be racist, don't be doing that kind of stuff. Okay, I know people think squeaky wheel gets the grease, and unfortunately you see many companies give in to the squeaky wheel. That is not going to happen in the ER, let me tell you. because they have their license on the line, taking somebody who's on a rant, okay, in the middle of the ER over somebody that's life-threatening won't help them in a lawsuit. So your rants will not get you anywhere. In fact, it'll have security throw you out, and now you delayed it. So that, you know, it may work in a restaurant, but it will not work here in an ER. So your job is to be as practical as possible. Go, look, you know, what do I do? If she's having a heart attack, is there anything I could do for her now? I think she's having a heart attack. What can I do? Do I need to lie her down? Now, one of you did do that trick where you decided to collapse in the middle of the waiting room and you faked it, okay? A fake collapse I wouldn't recommend, okay? Don't fake anything. We could tell if you're faking it. We could tell, okay? And it's very easy. You know how I could tell a collapse that's fake? We do a secondary survey on you. Now, after we do the primary survey, airway, breathing, circulation, etc., we do a secondary survey. A secondary survey is designed to make sure that you aren't, shall we say, ingesting or absorbing cocaine in your rectum. Or you don't have a tampon that's been in there too long causing toxic shock. So a secondary survey starts to look at orifices. And if we start to probe orifices, okay, and yes, while you're under, we're allowed to do that. We start to probe, if we think that there could be, you know, cocaine leaking out, right, or something in your rectum, or who knows, right? You know, or you swallowed a bag of cocaine, and we want to see if the remnants or the bag is still there, et cetera, who knows, okay? When we start doing the secondary survey, you go, no, I'm okay, I'm up. We know you faked it, right? So, don't do that. And then, knowing that you faked it, you're going to sit and wait. That's another thing. Do not insult the doctor. Let's quickly talk about some things. And again, you may want to insult the doctor. You may have every right to be ticked. Every right to be ticked off that you were stuck in the doctor's waiting room or the ER waiting room. You may have every right. The problem is complaining to them and starting it negative ruins it. I had one person where we were really behind because we had a couple people that had to go to the hospital. It was horrible. We had some people in a car accident that came in bloody, etc. So my patients had to wait. So I walk in there, and the first thing this woman does is start to complain. I go, no. I'm not after what I just dealt with. No. And I left the room, and I closed the door. And I made her wait. I went and saw the next patient. Then I came back in and said, are you calm now? And she's still a patient of mine, but she will never do that to me again. Now, saying, look, doctor, I know you're busy. I just want to let you know, I came here 3 hours ago. I didn't want you to think I just came here now. I got here as early as I could, so I got here at about 10 a.m. So I've had my symptoms now for this long. Okay, and I mean, you don't have to be condescending, but I mean, you can be honest about your wait time. Just don't start to complain, okay, and wench about it, because then it's going to start things off on a bad foot. All right, and it's tough. I'm not looking forward to the way things are going with healthcare right now. We in the last hour reviewed what to do with the Obamacare exchanges. The healthcare exchanges, you go to healthcare.gov, okay? Go to healthcare.gov. On that website, it'll probably steer you to the state website. Hopefully servers won't be too slow. Start looking at possible health insurance options for enrollment that may kick in January 1st. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguide.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguide.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguide.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig a long time ago. LeCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive. She's dying.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sorry about my being behind. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So an Al-Qaeda supporter, Al-Qaeda, from Brooklyn is suing the United States, claiming that the tight-fitting shackles they used on him when they were detaining him caused him to have a deep vein thrombosis. Wassam El-Hanafi, 38 years old, is due to be sentenced for helping Al-Qaeda. He is, though, in the process of suing the U.S., claiming, according to Mail Online, that he's been mistreated since being detained and, as a result, has potentially life-threatening blood clots in one of his legs. He is an Egyptian-American, and he says the symptoms started after his arrest in Dubai back in 2010. He says his legs were shackled for 3 days and four nights, and that his FBI handlers did not allow him to stretch his legs properly during the 14-hour flight back to America. His lawsuit claims that he was only allowed to walk around the plane once for 15 minutes so he could pray and use the bathroom. Now, the condition was diagnosed in 2011, but he is alleging that it went untreated for nearly 2 years through a lack of compassion from prison authorities. Then he said the condition was exacerbated when he was eventually given hospital treatment, but shackled so tightly that he was left in unbearable pain and needed another hospital stay 2 weeks later when he began coughing up blood. So, according to his lawyer, Jake Harper, told the New York Daily News, he has trouble walking, he has constant pain. He's a computer engineer and former Lehman Brothers employee with a wife and three children, faces up to 20 years in jail. U.S. authorities say after meeting two Al-Qaeda members in Yemen in 2008, he swore allegiance to their extremist organization and taught them how to send undetected messages online. So, could our detainees claim DVT and sue the United States? All depends on the attorney that they get. And, yes, they do find an attorney. Absolutely. Okay, there's always one out there who'll take the case. The 14-hour flight, that could be an issue, okay? But that doesn't mean that we are not allowed to detain somebody, okay? Could the flight have caused his DVT? Well, if the flight happened in 2010 and he started to be treated in 2011, you would think he would have some symptoms after the flight. Could you be walking around with a blood clot for years? You can. In theory, you can. You know, it is a little odd. Usually, if you have a true nasty deep vein thrombosis, you would start swelling right away. You would still have pain because what is it? A deep vein thrombosis is exactly what it is, a clot in one of your deep veins. Now, the veins are supposed to bring blood back to the heart, right? Heart pumps oxygenated blood out the left ventricle, into the aorta, down the aorta, getting to all the arteries, right? Arterioles, capillaries, there's blood exchange. Then these little venules pick up after the blood exchange, venules turn to veins. The veins then drop it into the inferior vena cava, goes into the right atrium. It's a darker blood, less oxygenated, but still there's oxygen, but not as much. So people think it's a more of a bluish blood. Deoxygenated blood ends up being more of a darker purplish bluish hue. Goes into the right atrium, right ventricle, gets shot out to the lungs to be oxygenated, comes right back to the left atrium, left ventricle, and the process happens again. If there is a clot that forms in a deep vein, then you start to have back pressure. And that back pressure of blood not getting back towards the heart and having to find auxiliary pathways will usually cause that extremity to start to swell. It should also be pretty painful. Now, some of us have clots and don't realize it. Okay, we could have clots in the heart, clots in the carotid. I mean, we could have clots. But something as mean and nasty as a deep vein thrombosis usually will hurt, and we'll see symptoms fairly easily. Have I ever diagnosed a blood clot in a leg where there were no symptoms at all? Yeah. I told you I had this one woman. She was on birth control pills. She had pain in one leg. For the hell of it, I decided to ultrasound both legs, something you couldn't do now with Obamacare. But I just decided, you know what? If I'm worried about a blood clot in one, we might as well have them check the other. How expensive could it be? And it turned out she had a blood clot in the leg that wasn't hurting. Blew our mind. Blew our mind. Now, what causes these clots to happen? Well, trauma. If you have trauma to a leg, all right, that could be enough to cause a clot, just like inflammation to a coronary artery of the heart. Inflammation can cause a clot. Trauma. Infection. Okay. Being pregnant. Sometimes just the fact of being pregnant and high estrogen, high hormones, could cause you to clot. Being on hormones could cause you to clot. Smoking could cause you to clot. Immobility. not moving or increasing your circulation. We really worry about our truckers out there, you know, on these long hauls, 12, 14-hour shifts, not getting to move that much except to take a quick pee break. All right? Not good. Not good for the circulation. And many of you guys have come up with ways where you can increase your circulation. I think there's some companies out there trying to push these stockings that you could wear that help, like, move and compress the leg. I mean, the logic is there. I don't know how much it works. I haven't seen the studies. But the idea of trying to keep moving, the best way to do it is to actually get up and walk around. Being bedridden, sitting for long periods of time, puts you at risk for clots. So here we have the Al-Qaeda supporter. It's kind of young. Okay? I mean, kind of young. Usually your young men, you know, 38 years old, can sit through a 14-hour flight without clotting. But technically that could do it. And if he's claiming that the shackles were too tight, then maybe that could have been the trauma that could have induced it. But my guess is he has something genetic. And he has a clot-forming disorder. He has something messed up in his clot-forming cascade. We'd like to do coagulation panels on people like this, find out what could be going on genetically. He should get his kids checked, etc. Brothers, sisters should probably get checked. But if a young man can't get through a flight without getting a blood clot, something's going on. Now, what could the defense do? Okay, what could the U.S. defense do? Could they blame it on smoking? Yeah. Could they blame it on another period of inactivity? Yeah, they could. They could. But, you know, with most lawsuits, it all depends on who's doing the arguing. And they could actually make a claim for this. Now, my recommendations to you all is if you do have any of the risk factors I talked about, you smoke, you're on estrogen, birth control containing compounds, postmenopausal estrogen. If you have a family history of blood clot, if somebody in your family had a family history of blood clot, if you do extensive travel, I would make, or if you've had a history of your own, of a prior blood clot, your job is to make sure to talk with your doctor and see if you need to be on any aspirin, blood thinning agents, if you're at that much risk. Get a coagulation panel. That's what you call it, a coagulation panel. And, it breaks up into a variety, protein S, antithrombin 3, a variety of factors. That'll get looked up to see if you do have a potential to clotting. Make sure if you are on a plane, you move frequently. I mean, prisoners can still be patients. They can. I'm surprised they only let him get up once, but, you know, with prisoners, especially young ones, they usually keep him seated. Okay? You know, I'm surprised he could go once to the bathroom. If I was on a 14-hour flight, I would go to the bathroom 14 times. I pee about once an hour. That's, I mean, I know it's kind of a lot to pee once an hour, but I'm a girl. I'm allowed to. All right, so that's blood clots for you. All right, don't go away. Speaking of airlines, we've got some new airline news. All right, and some cool economy news. Plus, the more texts you send, the worse you sleep. Is texting causing insomnia, even during the day? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You've thought about it for years.
Well, the time is now.
You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Are you prepared for disasters, job loss, and uncertain times? Make Emergency Essentials your first stop for premier food storage and emergency preparedness supplies. Compare our food storage ounce to ounce, and it's easy to see. Emergency Essentials has the best quality and lowest priced emergency food storage guaranteed. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org. Every day, more and more people are feeling better than they've felt in years by going gluten-free. Now it's your chance to learn how it can change your life. The third annual Gluten-Free Living Now Expo comes to the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana, Saturday, October 5th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Discover the world of gluten-free living with 100 vendors showcasing and selling the latest gluten-free products. Get vital information with lectures on celiac disease, gluten sensitivity, and the gluten-free diet. And with the gluten-free cooking and baking demos, you'll learn gluten-free can still be delicious. There's a kids' corner sponsored by Sean, and there's even a gluten-free beer and alcohol garden. The Gluten-Free Living Now Expo. It's everything you need to know about being gluten-free. Saturday, October 5th at the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana. Admission is free for kids 12 and under, and just $10 for adults. For more, visit glutenfreelivingnow.org and follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Sponsored by Kroger, Nature's Farm, Glutino, Udi's, Living Without Magazine, and Youngevity.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So this is interesting, okay? Airlines are trying to raise money. Okay, I don't think it's all about customer satisfaction. It's about raising money. So there's going to be a huge smorgasbord of fees coming your way, depending on who wants to spend the extra dough on top of the $500 ticket you're already spending. So extra legroom, early boarding, access to quiet lounges, airlines renting Apple iPads preloaded with movies, and first-class meals being sold in coach. And, of course, passengers able to pay to have an empty seat next to them. Now, some of you are saying, well, we're already paying for this. There's business class with extra legroom. We're already paying for early boarding, so you've noticed that. I've noticed that, too. So in addition to the fee, and, you know, my husband's even paid some of those fees, okay? You know, when we travel, and we travel a lot, well, we did. I mean, as the recession is coming, we're traveling a little bit less. But with, you know, my career, we do a lot of travel. And, you know, the hour or two line in security, it's tough, and, you know, especially with family. So we pay the extra per ticket. And it's nice. Okay. You go through security a little quicker. Okay. My kids sometimes want to order food on the plane. I say no. He said we ordered the $10 burger that you could get. I mean, at some point it's going to be, you might as well pay for the meal on the plane, because already what, Burger King, $9.25 a burger at the airport, $9.25. Yeah, because you can't bring food in. Oh, that stinks. Now, the iPads preloaded with movies. Years ago when I went to a conference in Hawaii, Hawaiian Airlines had something like that, where there were these, it wasn't like an iPad, but a little movie viewer where you could sit there and handheld watch a movie. The problem is they run out. They only have X amount. They don't have enough for the whole plane. So you need to make sure you get one of those immediately, because when they run out, that stinks. But that's kind of nice for a 5-6 hour flight. Those are cool. But remember, one of the reasons why airlines are doing this is because they need to make more money. Okay? Right now, they could only up flights. We can't start spending $600-$700 a flight, which I'm starting to see many of these flights come to. And so they're going to try to nickel and dime all the other parts, right? Like if you want to pay for your baggage, like one airline is charging for your carry-on. You're being charged for your carry-on. It's getting ridiculous. Okay, you think health insurance is bad. Start looking at travel. It's ridiculous. Now, some of you do the, what is it? What's the one with William Shatner where you, Priceline. Some of you could do that. You could get a good deal. Good for you. And honestly, they should. I mean, you would think that if the plane isn't filled up, then why don't you sell some seats dirt cheap? And, you know, you wouldn't have to buy the seat next to you for extra room if you weren't already touching the next person. I mean, here's my thing. I don't mind being in cramped spaces. I understand the whole New York thing, right? You know, where you're on a subway, you need to be very comfortable being shoulder to shoulder with somebody. Okay, but when you live in the West and you grow up in the West, you really don't touch other people. There's kind of a no-touching rule. Do you guys notice that? Back East, you could be in line, hit somebody with your shoulder or whatever, it's no big deal. Okay, which is why it's easier to get mugged in New York. But in the West, no, you're sweating, you could sweat back East still, but, you know, cowboy style, you really have elbow room. Okay, you know, we don't like touching each other out here in the West. And so, whenever I've had to sit on a plane, you know, I always try to sit with my kids, you know, because they already have their leg or their knee or the elbow or something in my face already. But whenever I have to sit with strangers flying by myself, it is very awkward, right? Being arm to arm with another man, even if he's good looking, it's still awkward. Okay, because you just don't want to be rubbing up against somebody. It's just weird. You like to be, and you know, so the seats are really uncomfortable. It's not even a weight thing. It's just they're really getting smaller. So, you know, as these airlines are trying to make more money, watch out for it. Now, they say right now that most fares today don't actually cover the cost of flying for the airline. If you want to feel sorry for the airline company, they say that the average domestic round-trip base fare has climbed 3% over the past decade to $361.95. But because of their gas, because of their pensions, and because of all the fees they have to pay, it's barely covering it. Really? Aren't they using 1970s planes already? I mean, aren't the planes already paid for? But staff, coverage, maintenance crew, etc., Oh, it's a shame. Okay, I want things to get cheaper. They say U.S. Airlines collect more than $6 billion a year in baggage and reservation change fees. They also collect $9 billion more from selling extras like frequent flyer miles, early boarding, and seat upgrades. The fees account for 10% of U.S. Airlines revenue. I told you, I've flown first class once. The only reason why I flew first class once is because we were on our honeymoon and they upgraded us. It was so nice that they did that. And I got to tell you, first class was nice. They say money doesn't buy happiness. I'm sorry. If you guys are able to pay for a first class ticket, wow. Wow. But remember, nowadays, if they allow iPhones and if they allow us to, like, you know, watch our little movies and stuff, then they're not going to be selling movies like they used to. Okay? I mean, the biggest moneymaker for them was stopping them from ordering or having us bring fluids after that scare in Europe with somebody trying to mix an explosive in with water. So now we can't bring our fluids. Boy, they're making bucks. $4.95 for a small bottle of water. It's ridiculous. All right, so enough about that. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So for the first time in its 13-year history, okay, Interbrand has a new leader of its annual study of the most valuable brand names, and Apple beats the list. Apple has bumped Coca-Cola, who has been on top since the year 2000, and iPhone Interbrand is assessed at $98.3 billion. I'm surprised Coca-Cola lasted that long. I'm a huge fan of the Coca-Cola company. I like the Dasani water. I like the Minute Maid orange juices. And I love having a little Coca-Cola at the house just whenever the kids have a tummy ache. But sodas are going down with our health movement and, you know, cutting out junk foods and drinks, etc. McDonald's, I think, fell to seventh place. Google came in second with a brand value of $93.3 billion. Samsung rose from 9th to 8th place. Intel dropped. So let me see what we have here. First was Apple, second was Google, third was Coca-Cola, four was IBM, five was Microsoft, six was GE, seven was McDonald's, and eight was Samsung. Apple, I gotta tell you, seeing what's happened with BlackBerry, has definitely, I think, I don't want to use the word shocked, but to see a tech company, and BlackBerry had introduced their products, you thought BlackBerry was going to run the market. I mean, look at how, when you watch what happened with smartphones and iPhones, etc. You know, I bought a couple BlackBerries. I wanted to join the BlackBerry bandwagon. I couldn't. I just didn't like it. As soon as a smartphone came out, I just felt so much comfortable. So I could never, and I feel bad because I feel like I'm part of their fall. You know, I just couldn't stick with the BlackBerry. I really like the smartphone. But it's amazing to see a company that you thought couldn't fail actually fail. Toyota comes in number 10. Mercedes-Benz next. BMW, Cisco, Disney, HP, Gillette. We all need to shave. Louis Vuitton came in at number 17. Louis Vuitton, Oracle, Amazon came in at, 19. Honda came in 20. Then you have H&M, Pepsi, American Express, Nike, a lot of cool stuff. L'Oreal, number 39. Well, we need our makeup. I need some. All right, guys, don't go away. I'm going to talk about in the next hour. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Take me down to the little white church.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV. the burglar deterrent.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. In February of 2011, although he filled posts in the State Department for more than 2 years, Obama did not fill the post of Religious Freedom Ambassador, an official that works against religious persecution across the world. He filled it only after heavy pressure from the public and from Congress. We'd like to help you to understand how these things are affecting you and will affect you in the near future by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now.